Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live Chat Room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio. Hrvoje Morić on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All righty, hour two. We got another returning guest, U.S. Marine Corps veteran Xander Del Riata, coming up of full-spectrum-dominance.com. He's been on, I think previously on John B. Wells' program, and if I'm not mistaken, Coast to Coast as well, maybe. There's this clip that's gone viral, been going around, from Kamau Kambon, author and owner of Blacknificent Books. It's just pretty crazy, and it's a C-SPAN clip, and he's basically saying that the blacks need to, he's a black man, and he's saying that blacks need to literally exterminate the white race. Now, I'm a fan of Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis, Christian apologist, who says there's only one race. There's only one human race, and the only thing that differs is the pigmentation on our, you know, skin, whether it's from the spectrum of more white to more black. And that's the theory that I roll with. So there's only one human race. And my answer to Kamau would be, well, I'm glad that I'm a Slavic Mexican. According to their own, I'm not white, so I can't be a white supremacist. I'm a Slavic Mexican. So that's my get out of jail free card there. But it's pretty dumb to want to wipe out any race or ethnicity. We should all be working together. This just divide and conquer. You know, globalists, they will find, whether it's mask, no mask, vax, no vax, vax, Russians, Ukrainians, left versus right, they will find any little wound or difference and sic us against each other. That's and you got to see beyond that. Tech guru Jaron Lanier, he's a very smart dude. I've been following him for a while. He says the danger isn't that AI destroys us, it's that it drives us insane. And I think he's onto something. Even the smartphones alone, they asked him, is AI really capable of outsmarting us and taking over the world? He says, well, your question makes no sense. You've just used a set of terms that to me are fictions. He says it's unreal. And the interesting part is, he says, I can't find it. Where is it? The danger isn't that a new alien entity will speak through our technology and take over and destroy us. To me, the danger is that we will use our technology to become mutually unintelligible, or to become insane, if you like, in a way that we aren't acting with enough understanding and self-interest to survive, and we die through insanity, essentially. And I think he nails it. I mean, I already, you know, in the past couple of years, thanks to this tech, social media, smartphone stuff, I already see people who are already on their way there, semi-insane. Like they, you can't talk with them. Their brains have literally been rewired. I mean, some of my students, like the attention spans are like of gnats, of a fly. It's so I think this is the key. It's just self-destruction, and you can't talk to, I don't take my phone often when I go somewhere, and people just, yeah. So there's that. And Russian finance official has come out and said Bitcoin has no future. Of course, because the only future are the CBDCs. Everyone and their mother are now coming out and saying the obvious that, you know, that CBDCs, I was listening to just so many podcast articles. Everyone's saying the same thing. The banking collapse is intentional. It's to wipe out the smaller. It's the same formula over and over that they're using. They used it in COVID. They've used it in everything. Create some crisis that wipes out the little players. Get them out of the way. So you've only got like a handful of the big players, the monopolists. And then you do whatever it is you want to do. In this case, it's CBDCs. So there's that. SpaceX is now available in Haiti, Elon Musk announces. So isn't that interesting? The full spectrum dominance global dystopian control grid country by country is coming online. Disclaimer, I do own a Starlink. So fun fact, I've got my own Starlink as a plan B for internet access just in case. What else is interesting? Dmitry Medvedev had a meeting of the Commission on Armaments, and he read out to the directors of military factories a telegram from Joseph Stalin from the times of World War II. So we've got Medvedev now quoting Stalin during World War II. So, yeah, that's kind of unnerving. And the whole TikTok business. So we've got these issues now, lawmakers grilling TikTok's chief executive, that whole deal going on. And I thought this was interesting that an expert was interviewed, because here in Mexico, we have nationalized our lithium, but the expert says that they don't think that anytime soon at all, we will have, you know, Mexican extraction of lithium. Like, it's going to be, we don't have the capacity. And so they're going to have to bring in foreigners or what, I don't know, or let it sit there for a while until we get regime changed. But that was just, it's nice to nationalize something, but you need to have the capital and know how to take it out. And so, all right, let me remind you that if you ever miss a TNT show or interview, you can always listen back. Check the archives at tntradio.live. Use the search function in the Podbean, or check out other podcast platforms that we're on, like Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Podbean, iHeart, TuneIn. And do leave us a review on the podcast ecosystem. That's a big help. You can leave reviews, I think, on Spotify and Apple. There's no reason to miss anything on TNT Radio.
Stay up to date through your workday.
I stream it at my desk.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Another one bites the crypto dust. A most wanted crypto fugitive accused of defrauding investors to the tune of 40 billion U.S. fiat dollars, private fiat dollars, has just been arrested. Here with the story, joining me again is TNT Radio News producer Adam Ruckus Clark.
Thanks, Hervory. Before the colossal crash, before FTX became a household name, there was the infamous among cryptocurrency circles, spectacular, probably a much worse fall than FTX, Terra Luna. So if you know about cryptocurrency, you probably know about Terra Luna. And their developer, who is South Korean Do Kwon, he's been arrested in Montenegro, according to a government official in the Balkan country. Kwon is facing Security and Exchange Commission, SEC, charges in the United States over allegations he misled investors. The SEC's been on a rampage lately. I have some more news about that. Let's see. So what's the official? Of course, they announced this using Twitter, because that's what we do these days. We get official announcements and news from Twitter. So a tweet from the country's interior minister, Philippe Adzik, today, Thursday, said, quote, Montenegrin police have detained a person of suspected of being one of the most wanted fugitives, South Korean citizen Do Kwon, co-founder and CEO of Singapore-based Terraform Labs, end quote. Adzik added in a subsequent tweet that the person believed to be Kwon had been detained in Podgorica Airport, and that he had been attempting to travel with forged documents. The SEC filed a civil fraud lawsuit against Kwon and Terraform Labs PTE Limited in a Manhattan federal court last month amid allegations that he had withheld risks associated with the Terra USD cryptocurrency. Kwon was also alleged to have misled investors about how another cryptocurrency, Luna, was used in South Korea. The filing accused Kwon of, quote, orchestrating a multi-billion dollar crypto asset securities fraud. Both currencies collapsed last year, erasing around $40 billion in value in just a matter of days and wiping out the savings of thousands of investors. South Korean prosecutors obtained an arrest warrant for Kwon in September 2022. They were also granted a so-called red notice from global law enforcement agency Interpol, which expanded the search for him. It was reported by the Yonhap news agency in December that Kwon was in hiding in Serbia, although several months previously he had denied claims that he was, quote, on the run or anything similar. Kwon wrote on Twitter in September, without revealing his location, quote, for any government agency that has shown an interest to communicate, we are in full cooperation and we don't have anything to hide, end quote. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal last June, Kwon denied any allegations of wrongdoing, saying, quote, there is a difference between failing and running a fraud, end quote. Now, in a similar related news, and I reported this in full earlier today on another show, but just yesterday, the SEC announced that it had charged seven celebrities and a porn star for misleading their followers about cryptocurrencies. They all basically agreed to pay a sum worth over $400,000 in order to settle the charges. The charges were basically they were promoting cryptocurrencies after getting paid to do so. In this case, I believe it was Tron X or something like that, and BitTorrent, both owned by Justin Sun, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, lots of news. They're cracking down on the crypto, Hervory. We got the crypto crackdown going on. By the way, some of those celebrities of note would be Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul, as well as Soulja Boy, and the porn star, in case anyone was wondering, was somebody who goes by the name of Kendra Lust. So there you go.
By the way, here's another language lesson. Here's another Croato-Serbian language lesson, or is it Serbo-Croatian? Or to be neutral, BCS, Bosnian-Croatian-Serbian, Podgorica in Montenegro, or as we say, Crna Gora. And so, yeah, whether this is real or fraud or he failed, I don't know. But I mean, I can tell you when I was living in Kazakhstan, I had a Kazakh co-worker, an older person, and they had gotten in, and I was teaching economics, and so we were looking at some of this stuff, and outside the class this person was showing me they had invested in this Bulgarian, so this founder was Bulgarian fugitive lady, I forget the name of the fugitive, but this person, I think it was called the OneCoin, so they were based out of Bulgaria and they created this crypto, total fraud. And I just was telling my colleague, like, don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. Take your money out now. You know, and they showed me, they logged into their account and it was like this software. It was showing how your investment was mining and making money. And I just viewed that as all fraudulent. You know, it's just anyone can create any software package and it can show you anything it wants. And there's nothing there. And then later it was... And this was years. This was like 5 years ago. And then I think later it was announced that, yeah, there was a fraud and they were looking. I don't know if they caught the fraudster, this Bulgarian person. But yeah, I've just kind of generally steered away from crypto myself. Never been my thing. And, you know, whether this in this case, this person is guilty or not, it doesn't matter because the powers that be say that there can be only one, the CBDC, which... national CBDCs that will link up to the electronic IMF SDR for the one world currency, for the one world global dystopian government. You know, any further thoughts, Rakis?
Well, I mean, you did mention Bitcoin before I came on. It is interesting to note, at least. I don't know if it means anything. I'm not saying anything, but... You know, with the banks collapsing and people worried about their money and financing and the strength of the dollar, well, sure enough, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies enjoyed a nice spike recently. I think Bitcoin is up like almost 70% for the year, up 12 to 15% in that range just for the week. So most stocks can never achieve those kinds of numbers in their lifetime. So just saying.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, what happens? Nobody knows. I mean, you know, maybe it'll jump up like Max Kaiser says to 100,000, 200,000. Maybe it drops to nothing. So I guess time will tell, Ruckus. And we've got our friend Xander Del Riata on the line. Feel free to dial in and shoot the breeze with us online here. Phone numbers are at the top of tntradio.live. We'll be right back after this break.
TNT Radio's Steve Hook.
It looks like Comer and the House Oversight Committee has got the goods on the Biden family. The question now becomes, how long will it be before the media actually acknowledges what Comer and the committee has found? But a lot of folks are probably not going to find out about this for a while. My suspicion is the media will do what the media does, and they will bury a lot of this info. But I would sure love to know why the CCP is wiring millions and millions and millions of dollars to Joe Biden and Biden family members, his brothers, his son, and one member that has yet to been Comer. He said, we're not going to tell you who that is just yet. I don't know if Vegas is taking odds on this, but I'd be willing to bet that Dr. Jill Biden is up there in the voting. And if it comes down that Jill Biden is getting paid from the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, boy, wouldn't that be something.
Steve Hook on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
I view Al Sharpton as a poverty pimp.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland.
I walk outside every day in fear of white supremacy right here in the middle of the hood. Okay, yeah, right.
My grandparents had a cross burned on their property. We were slaves in the past. We're free now.
I never seen a white supremacist in my life. Never, and they can't point to one. Where the hell are they? I wish somebody would introduce me to a white supremacist. I would like to talk to them and take pictures with them because I never seen one in my life.
Biden says that the country is systematically racist. You know, I almost want to look at him and say, haven't you been the system for the last 50 years?
He's the one that sponsored the 1994 crime bill, which unequivocally basically targeted black men in black neighborhoods.
The polarization. The left versus right, the black versus white.
Pro-choice against pro-life.
I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
People have had to make it like they're apologizing for their whiteness.
And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege?
What's more disheartening to me is that those who are within the black community are allowing for that to take place.
So really what we're dealing with is a cultural Marxism that Joe Biden and all the rest from the left we're trying to inculcate into our society.
Well, you were once the oppressor, so now I must be the oppressor. You don't avenge evil for evil.
It's okay to say disparaging things against white people. Our former president, Barack Obama, said it, you know, about old white men are a problem. Except when it comes time for him to fly around on their airplanes and ride around on their yachts or be their next door neighbors or endorse them for president like Joe Biden. Then old white men are okay. This is their last gasp.
What do progressive socialists really want?
Watch Systematic Deception at salemnow.com.
We don't talk at you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up! We talk with you.
What do you think of this idea?
Let me tell you this.
What's wrong with this picture?
From government overreach to the global pandemic, TNT Radio invites you to join us as we separate facts from fiction, truth from propaganda, day in, day out.
Call the open line anytime.
From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech has a home on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
All right, returning to the broadcast, it's been a while, is Xander Del Riata, a disabled veteran of the United States Marine Corps and owner of the website full-spectrum-dominance.com. It's a great resource that I visit often, and I often steal and pluck stories that he's curated for my feeds. Welcome back to TNT. Xander, are you staying frosty?
I am, Mr. Morris. Thank you for having me back. It's good to be here.
Yeah, always great to chat. I could chat with you for hours, and so much is going on. What's something that's on your radar these days? Because I know you often look at things that others aren't looking at, and I often like to go off the beaten path. So what's one thing that's interesting for you?
Well, one thing that's really accelerating since the onset of the global pandemic is China's increasing investment in shipping lane infrastructure in New Zealand, as well as their Arctic territories in the Southern Hemisphere. That's really expanding. The corporate press, if you want to call them that, they always try to hearken on what's going on with the Rus and the Northern Hemisphere dealing with the North Pole expansion for, you know, searching for energy, resource conduits and whatnot. But in the South Pole, a lot of activity with China, a lot of increased Chinese naval activity around New Zealand. It's quite fascinating how the government in New Zealand, which is just as bonkers as any other Western government, they have so many caveats about the British Royal Navy or the French Navy or the United States Navy operating within their territorial waters with vessels that have a nuclear power plant. But when it comes to the Chinese and their ships, their submarines, some of which are nuclear powered, if they're operating around those New Zealand territorial waters, they seem to be just fine with that, right? So that's just your ongoing thing for the long game that is ignored virtually all the time. And some of your listeners, they might be able to catch a gander over the last few hours about what's been happening in France with the upheaval there, with the ongoing protests and riots for the pension reform. That's just a kind of a little appetizer for what's going to happen here pretty soon in the summer. Things are accelerating rapidly. And obviously, the big thing, kinetically speaking, which is going to affect us all in the Western world and all nations of the world, is when the Israelis, as I've stated many times in the past, make their decision to conduct their naval and air operation against Iran, that is going to be the huge shockwave through the pond, okay? Because obviously it has to do with oil, has to do with Straits of Hormuz, that's going to be blockaded. And Iran is going to have reprisals, and it's going to be a huge mess. And I just want listeners to make sure that they always have that topic matter not completely out of their memory, but it needs to stay in park, but the engine needs to stay on so that they can prepare for that, so they can get their families ready for that economically, make sure restorable food, water filtration, all those standard basic preparation needs. Because the Israeli Knesset, their ongoing debate with this judicial reform with their Supreme Court has caused a lot of unhappy people to come out in the streets. But of course, the other half of society there supports it. And the details of which, you know, that's their own internal sovereign business. But it's kind of a placeholder of events that once that is taken care of with their internal politics and that legislation is concluded in some way over the next two quarters, then the intention with Israeli politics and society is going to shift towards getting very, very, very serious on going ahead with what's been planned and delayed many, many times over the decades. So get ready for that, everybody. I heard you and your other pal there going over things with cryptocurrencies and the economy and whatnot. And today, gold, silver, precious metals, they went up a lot. Gold went back to 2000 US dollars an ounce. So that's always the time tested and true barometer of where things are going. But I definitely recommend everybody go see the latest on the street real time videos coming out of Paris. It is what it is, but that's going to return to the streets of the United States, as we saw a few years ago. It's going to return to the streets of places like Manchester and Birmingham in England, as has been seen before. But the thing that concerning societal upheaval, which has not been seen in quite some time, is when it makes its way to Deutschland. So when the Germans start to take to the streets and there is violence there, and of course, Germany is the nucleus of the European Union, that's going to be a real kick in the fanny for the euro, yada, yada, yada. But as you mentioned, the website, full-spectrum-dominance.com, I update it when I can. Of course, you know, I've been going through some health-related things lately with some surgeries, but hopefully later this year when I have more time and focus, I can give everybody the good, juicy stuff that they search for.
All right. Yeah, there's so much there, and you're very good at boiling things down. It's time for our break. We'll be right back.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news.
The biggest breaking news story.
Holy crap.
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced Wednesday that the United States continues to believe that an act of sabotage caused explosions that damaged Russia's undersea Nord Stream gas pipelines last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed the exact wording that Australians will vote on in the upcoming referendum on whether to change the country's constitution.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
And we're back with Xander Dal Riata, disabled veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. And do bookmark and check out his website, full-spectrum-dominance.com. Feel free to call in. My nickname for you would be Professor X. Professor X, because you know a lot. And just regarding what you're saying, it's funny because my sister just sends me a message. And last year, I interviewed Mark Mallett of The Now Word, a well-known Catholic musician and speaker. And, you know, he's basically saying this is the apocalypse. And my sister sends me something from his blog. And, you know, someone in Ireland had this Catholic dream that to start preparing, things are going to get really bad. And I'm like, my sister has always been the person like, you're that crazy conspiracy guy. Shut up. Stop talking about, you know, end of the world bunkers and prepping and war and all this. You're crazy. Just get on with life. Make it the money, you know, make it the money, buy nice things. And all of a sudden now, you know, she's listening to me and my TNT shows and podcasts. So eventually some people are going to wake up right before the boot hits their face. So better late than never, because once the boot hits your face, it's over, it's gone. And it just seems like everything we've ever talked about is just coalescing, you know, the singularity. You've focused on space stuff in the past. I just read SpaceX Starlink is now available in Haiti. So the full spectrum dominant. I've got a Starlink, by the way, as my plan B for internet. But and you know, Twitter is rapidly evolving into the X app, and it's funny, you know, the Silicon Valley Bank collapse seems to have been instigated by Peter Thiel of PayPal, who's pals with Elon Musk, to get rid of the small banks to prepare for the CBDCs, and someone floated the idea of Elon Musk floated the idea of buying Silicon Valley Bank, and Elon Musk is friends with Peter Thiel. So it's like these oligarchs are working in unison, and CBDCs are incoming. I mean, everything is happening so fast. You know, your further thoughts here.
Well, of course, and a lot of these topics have to do with symptoms, right? Most people, they're not able to comprehend intellectually, spiritually, even from a sensory viewpoint. They can't comprehend the causes of symptoms. They don't want to comprehend those causes. The reason for that, their brains chemically have never experienced a chemical environment that really forces them to deal with sensations and actions of which are primal in the human condition genetically. They don't want that. But you mentioned Haiti. Many people in Haiti, they grew up experiencing those sensations because their brains took in audiovisual data, fight or flight. They'll be okay. People that are experiencing ongoing famine in Africa and drought, yes, it's suffering and it's sad and it needs to be cured. All of us helping each other and loving each other as the Almighty commanded us to do so. But even though many of them continue to perish, they will still be around when the majority of Westerners hit that wall. When you're at the top of the food chain, you got a long ways to fall, right? If you're down there lower, you'll make it. You'll be okay. And the thing is, you mentioned oligarchs, you mentioned changes in technology. Everything is a double-edged sword, though. But regardless of these symptoms, societal collapse, individual lack of consciousness, people's health, their consumption of processed foods, quote, end quote, if you want to call it food, their exposure to artificial chemicals in the environment, all these things, you use the word, is coalescing, right? It's accelerating. Human population continues to rise. Megacities continue to expand and get more dense. These are not healthy symptoms. The causes, though, all these things go back to fractional reserve banking. All these things go back to computer systems in the digital virtual realm, being able to move decimal points around at any time. Nikola Tesla, he gave us alternating current. He had a vision for the world. Give the world access to limitless energy. These were wonderful, benevolent ideas. And it got us into the next phase of the Industrial Revolution. It got us to the computer age, the mass communication age. But again, double-edged sword. Here we are, okay? And that's going to be ultimately our undoing, because humanity, evolutionary speaking, our technological achievement has far outpaced our self-discipline and our self-control. These things have to go hand in hand, but they ain't, all right? I'm just an old broken soldier of the sea. I've seen a lot of stuff, seen a lot of bad things, and it's forced me to follow a path of personal awakening, to find positive energy and to get in harmony with that positive energy. And I share it with other people. But as you know, my friend, most have to learn it the hard way. And with an anecdote that we'll discuss here as the breaks come up and fade away during the program, when the pandemic happened, there were many, many people seeking me out. They were panicking. What do I do? Where do I go to find this? How do I use this? What's going to happen next? It is not my responsibility to clothe and feed other people. I have voluntarily took it upon myself because of the war and the things I went through, as I mentioned, to spread positive energy through education. I'm pointing people in the direction as a lighthouse. You use that information how you see fit for your own benefit, but also for the healthy benefit of others. And that's a prelude to the next upcoming thing I discussed, when the Israelis conduct their naval and air operation against Iran. The Israelis will use their submarines first. They will fire cruise missiles into Iran. When that pandemonium ensues, then the Israeli Air Force will come in. They'll hit a few targets, create more pandemonium, and then the response from Iran is going to be even more pandemonium. It is going to have a killing blow to the global financial marketplace and the world powers, with America not at the forefront, just as you saw with the chairman of the Politburo, China. He went to see Rus. He went to the Kremlin. They're leading the way. It's going to be the Chinese. It's going to be India. It's going to be Rus. And even to a lesser extent, it will be the Turks and the French, who are going to have to clean up this mess when the war between the Israelis and Iran gets into a direct conflict. And the fallout from that afterwards is going to be what is going to change strategically in policy within Egypt, within Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, yada, yada, yada. We're at the most dangerous time in the history of our species, and simultaneously we're living in the dumbest time, because everybody in the West is confused about their pecker, not to be disrespectful or vulgar. But those in the East and the Global South, they're not confused about that, if you know what I mean. Therefore, they got the advantage. And you don't want to step into the ring in a fight when you're not mentally prepared to win first before you physically win. Okay? But it's quite fascinating how the president in Mexico has been making some statements the last 72 hours regarding former President Donald Trump, right? And those fascinating statements are as plain as day. And he's stating the obvious about these ongoing political shenanigans against him. And wouldn't it be something if these geopolitical events really escalate and they converge simultaneously when the next presidential election happens? Americans need to be thinking about this. Canadians, Mexicans themselves, because we're all living in proximity to one another, they need to be thinking about these things, okay? And sadly, strangers, even your own neighbors, even those within your own family, they're not actually people that you can trust or even have a relationship with. Why? Because of the underlying condition in the 21st century that we saw come into play in the 20th century. Everyone self-isolates. Everyone is so suspicious of each other. Everyone is too reliant on the virtual endorphin rush. And sometimes you got to tear down a structure, rebuild it. I just went through a major surgery. I'm going through another one in April. The outcome, though, through all that purposeful trauma, but for a good reason, is you're going to be better off for it. Okay. So people need to be thinking about these things. And I encourage them to research, specifically if you're an American citizen, what Americans in the border states and in the southern states experienced during the Great War between the states, 1861, 1865. You need to learn about what happened with the famine, what happened with the disease, what happened with the economic collapse in the South. And you need to learn about the other parties that were involved in that war across the Atlantic in Europe, because that's who's always starting these things. It's always the outside element that's creating the internal issues and the internal dismay. But of course, ChatGPT, this is the shiny object for the past, what would you say, 3 to 4 weeks maybe in the news cycles. Everybody wants to get into that discussion. And there's an interesting cybersecurity related event with ChatGPT. People can read on full-spectrum-dominance.com. But it's interesting when you talked about your sister and what was her reaction when the pandemic started? Was she one of these people, like, as I mentioned, that dismissed the frailty of society beforehand, and then during all the chaos and the news and whatnot, and the store shelves going empty, did she say, oh, well, do we have this or where do I get that? Yada, yada, yada. What was her experience?
Yeah, I mean, because we live all far away, they don't have much close communication. But I know she's a person who's in general skeptical of things, but more go along to get along and keep your head down, you know, like don't take the backs, but just, you know, go to work and take care of number one, you know, is very much. And so, yeah, it's kind of in between, not freaking out, but also and just trying to take care of herself. And I did want to mention, I just saw a clip the other day from Marshall McLuhan, which was startling because, you know, he talked about, it was a clip someone reposted about, he kind of predicted this ChatGPT thing. And he says he'd prefer to live in any time period in history. And he's not really for like innovation and progress, and that he studies these things, kind of like what you're talking about, these dark things, and he extrapolates and he studies it to limit, to understand it, to counter it, to neutralize it. Like, he doesn't want this juggernaut to roll over him. And I thought he put it in such a way, it was a great response I would give to people like my sister and who have known me for the past 20 years, who say, oh, stop talking about these conspiracies, you're so depressed. And no, I'm not. I'm like McLuhan just said, we study these things, they're fascinating, I'm a happy person, but you want to understand the threat, you want to counter it, you want to neutralize it as much as possible so you don't get run over. It's funny you mentioned, you know, just recently we met with some friends here in Mexico, and it was just a horrible story of how the family itself, they were going to work on some project, and the parents deceived the children. So you couldn't even count on the word of your parent. And it's like Christ said, you know, parents versus children, a brother versus sister. I mean, when we get to these times, you can't, there's very few people you can trust. And so we're going to jump to our break. The website is full-spectrum-dominance.com. We'll be right back.
Deweaponizing weather
with reality and perspective.
If you've ever played the game of chess, you know that the threat of the move sometimes is bigger than the move itself. In other words, you may be playing an opponent and you see something down the road and you say, well, I have to start paying attention to this. But there's more reality in doing that in chess than some of the tactics that are being taken by the climate hysterics. For instance, the Daily Mail yesterday put out an article that says that a Democratic-led Colorado city bans new gas stations in a bid to tackle climate change. This is hard to believe. First of all, if you look at the geological record, we are currently in a climate optimum, not a climate emergency. Secondly, you're worried about something that may never happen. As a matter of fact, probably is not going to happen. And this is what I'm talking about. So it's like a phony chess game they're playing. They're trying to get all of us to prepare for a move down the road that is never going to occur. This is TNT climate and weather watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi, asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
If you're talking about it,
we have seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire United States of America.
We're talking about it. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
On our final segment with Zander Del Riata, disabled veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, and check out his great website, full-spectrum-dominance.com. And you mentioned AMLO, the Mexican president, and he there was a clip from his morning talks where he said, quote, "It's not the whole U.S. government, but there's a group that I think is just there. Whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans that are governing, there they are, always, an apparatus," end quote. And it reminds me so much of Putin said the same thing a couple of years back in an interview with French papers where Putin said, you know, these men in black suits, the left, the right, the Dems, Repubs come and go, but these men in black suits, they're always there. So that was fascinating. And just one more point, going back to Israel, you mentioned they were trying to pass a bill in Israel to, I would consider it as criminalizing Christianity, where they said you couldn't evangelize. And basically Christianity is evangelization. You can't, if you cut that out, then you're killing Christianity. And so Netanyahu tweeted yesterday that that's not going to happen. They're not going to pass that bill. So I just thought that was interesting. You know, any further thoughts?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a lot of people don't realize is that Israel, even going back a few years after its refounding as a state in 48, okay, they've always had a law, a national law, regarding that topic. There's only been very few instances of any sort of legal recourse against someone preaching the gospel. There are very, it's a very complex and odd law, but this new thing, the minute details of it, it's much more complex. And there are certain special interest groups in Israel, just like in America or any place else, that they have their legislative entries, right, to score points with their base. Okay, but of course, Bibi, he's always walking the tightrope. He's always trying to. He's been the longest serving prime minister. Okay. But, yeah, that's not going to pass. Israel is a fascinating land, and a lot of energy is used by the world focusing on what is occurring in and around Israel. The Israelis are there. And there are great people in Israel, whether they be Jews, whether they be Orthodox Christians there, or Armenian Christians there, or even Roman Catholic Christians there. And a lot of Protestant Christians visit Israel every year. You have a lot of very successful contributing Druze people in Israel, even Sunni Muslim people. It's just very, very complicated. And I really encourage listeners, if they want to learn more about the land of Israel, you need to go there. You need to talk to the Muslim Arabs there. You need to talk to the Christian Arabs there. Talk to Israeli citizens. Just learn, see what it's like, because it's the same issues that history has always described, right? And those issues, they're not going to be solved by any special interest group, by any NGO, by any documentary. They're not going to be solved by what the UN General Assembly wants or says. It's not going to be solved by the UN Security Council. The mess was made by the colonial imperial powers at the turn of the 20th century. Those of us who are objective know this. The British, the French, the Ottomans, they made a mess of everything. Okay? And it's going to continue to escalate as Israel becomes more and more populated. It's going to continue to escalate as other Far Eastern powers get more integrated to the Middle East. A lot of listeners might not know this. It's been reported on FSD for many, many years, although I was on a hiatus for many, many years through the website. But since I've been back, I'll make sure to try when I can to put and share updates on there regarding Chinese ownership of many of the ports in Haifa there in Israel. A lot of the things to do with the economy in Israel, they're owned and controlled by China now. Okay. Just as things are in the United States, the economic crop rotation cannot be stopped. It is endless. As long as man inhabits this planet, the economic crop rotation will go from east to west, from west to east, back and forth, back and forth. This is the natural procession of human civilization. Your goal, listener, as an individual, is to navigate this the best you can, prepare for those changes the best you can, come out on the other side, still breathing. That's your goal. There's going to come a point as we're getting closer to the 2040s, the 2050s. China's not ready for the Third World War yet. They'll be ready eventually. But the power brokers, those in the shadows, the money changers, they want their reset, right? They want everything to come tumbling down so they can rebuild. I don't know if anyone has seen this film called, a famous film for the 70s, Logan's Run. They have all these occultic ideas, okay? And you talk about President Putin and the Russian Federation. He has made statements about how administrative parties, Republican, Democrat, and the United States, they can change every 4 to 8 years. He goes, fine. However, the policy of the United States and Western Europe does not change. That policy is going to change, though, by force. I would say on the trajectory that we're at, things could accelerate in any force. I would say on the trajectory that we're at, things could accelerate in any moment, however. But by the 2030s, you're going to see that force enacted upon the West. Okay. And if anyone believes that India is going to be the buddy of the United States and Western Europe to side with Western civilization, you're mistaken. India, just like Iran, Persia, just like China, they're one of the four great ongoing civilizations of the earth. They have the mass. They have the population. The demographics are always destiny. Okay. The Indians are going to do what suits them. If they need to do something, temporarily speaking, to have a neutrality arrangement with China, as Western actuaries are forcefully stopped from manipulating the dealings of other nations, that's just how it's going to be. The Iranians are not going anywhere. Sure, the regime can change. We know the Israelis want to change the regime. We know the United States and Britain want to change the regime. France, okay, we know this. That's irrelevant, okay? It's going to always be there. The longer you exist, more likely you're going to continue to exist, okay? But I don't know if anyone that's listening now has seen a documentary that Oliver Stone did, famous director, a few years ago. He spent many years going to visit President Putin and Moscow and the Federation, and he had him watch the famous movie from Stanley Kubrick, Dr. Strangelove. And at the end of that, President Putin was very fascinated by this film. He never watched it before. And he has some commentary about it. And he told Oliver Stone that this is, of course, a satire, comical story about a very serious topic. And he was saying that we're all in danger of that. And it was the United States that let that genie out of the bottle, and it cannot be put back in. So as India, as I mentioned, continues to test strategic nuclear weapon systems, delivery systems, as North Korea continues to test strategic delivery systems, no one really knows how far along their warhead procurement program is. No one really knows how far along the Chinese are in their procurement of strategic warheads, although they have working feasible strategic delivery systems. More and more nations will get nuclear weapons. And the more that have them, and the more hatred that there is, what's the end result, my friend? Uh-oh. Right? Mm-hmm. However, stay positive. Stay positive.
Stay positive and stay frosty. Always great to have you on. Full-spectrum-dominance.com. Bookmark the website. I'm going to have to go watch Logan's run. I've only seen clips of it. I know what it's all about. So thank you, Professor X, Xander Del Riata. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully Xander joins us again, and he irons out his health issues. And next up, we got the Steve Malzberg Show. So tune in to that, the Steve Malzberg Show.